The team with the biggest support in Glasgow and the West. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half-time interval across the country will be starting to get underway in the next minute or two. I think we've still got a break yet. Fraser Wishart, you were one of the last to finish.
Yeah, we're still at the break. The players are not out yet. The subs are warming up as always, looking so interested in the game, just kicking the ball to each other. But I have to say, that Motherwell goal has really changed the whole perspective of this game, because at 2-0 down in 34 minutes, they were out of the game. St Mirren had dominated the game, looked dangerous. Olasanya, he's running power in behind. Ayunga's a target man. Motherwell defence just couldn't cope with it, and I don't think Motherwell had any more chances except for that one in the first minute from Sparrow. So that finish by Callum Slatt, really good finish, you'll see it on television, controlled finish, as was Kellen Phillips, two really good goals from the edge of the box. But that's given Motherwell a chance of getting back into this game, because if they'd gone in at 2-0 down, the way the game had gone, I don't think there was any way back. So it's game on here, and the next goal will be absolutely vital, I think. Whoever gets it then, I think, can perhaps go on and win it.
Neither manager going for the bench at the break, going to give it the old 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, I think the 10-15 minutes, I think Michael Vimmer was very animated. I saw him at Tannadice when his first game, and he wasn't quite as animated. He was jumping up and down, he was up and down the track here at Fir Park as well, trying to get his team going. But there's been no changes in the team come out, I don't think. But I think certainly from Motherwell's point of view, you know, they've got some options on the bench in an attacking sense that they might look to within the first 15-20 minutes if they don't get a goal back quickly.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard Goal Flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Get your essential medicines and vaccines before you head off on holiday.
Well, I'd say we're set up nicely for the second half. Roger Hanna, we've got some goals, we've got more to come, hopefully, particularly in the game at McDermott Park, but all finally poised, so plenty to look forward to, we hope.
Yeah, plenty to play for. We knew these games would be tight, as you said. A couple of six pointers with teams chasing that last place in the top six. As Fraser was saying there, Motherwell, they've got a foothold with that Callum Slattery goal. Ross County, the way they've been playing away from home recently, will believe they can get back into that game that Elton Kabangu has given Hearts the lead in. Kelly will want to bounce back after Martin Boyle gave Hibs the lead down there. And come on, David Friel, give us a goal in Perth. Come on.
One man who listened to the halftime team talk is Hamish Ritchie of the Spartans, because they're one up at 4-4 straight away. Hibs threatening. They've had a Martin Boyle strike saved by Robbie McCrory from the edge of the box.
Yeah, I agree with Roger. I think all teams will look at this half time and think, right, we're still in this game. Motherwell getting that goal so early after St Mirren took the 2-0 lead. And you would imagine Kilmarnock, surely at home against Hibs, can at least put up a fight. You've got Hearts, I think we'd all fancy them now 1-0 up. But I agree with Roger, I think we need a goal up there, especially when you get, you know, you put out a day there for at Perth for the families and everyone. You get people through the turnstiles. Try and keep the customers in, give them entertainment, give them goals, but so far nothing.
Is a point good for St Johnstone, do we think? Dundee away at Tannadice. You know, Dundee haven't won at Tannadice since 2004. 21 years since an away win in that fixture. John Sutton get the winner for Dundee back then, so it might be a big ask for them to get something at Tannadice tomorrow.
The travel does you in. Just yeah, too far. Knack up by the time you get there.
That walk, it's always downhill,
I suppose, if you're heading in that direction.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
You like to, I've never been to a Dundee derby.
Oh, the opening weekend of this season was the first one I'd been to Tannadice, and it was amazing because the game was brilliant actually. Yeah, that day, if you remember, atmosphere was fantastic. Dundee United backups will thoroughly enjoyed that. Didn't quite enjoy the New Year one so much. Mm. It was a bit colder, a bit less eventful. But actually, still, when the winning goal went in, it was still quite dramatic. So, yeah, good occasions. Queen of the South 3, Alloa 1, Man City 2, Brighton 2. So we're getting some goals going in other leagues. Just looking for a quick start in our Premiership. Dabags had a header wide, a glancing header for Aberdeen. It still remains St Johnstone 0. Aberdeen 0. Who are your favourites to go down from this position, Ross?
I must admit, I do fear for Dundee, especially if St Johnstone get anything there today. That gap is closing, and Dundee are in free fall, unfortunately. So I think it'll go right down to the wire. I think St Johnstone might just stay up.
Game after the split between them is at Perth as well. That
massive,
sort of falls,
yes,
into St Johnstone's favour, doesn't it?
Massive, yes. And if you would have said that 2 months ago, that St Johnstone are going to be within I mean, if they win today, am I correct in saying they're leveling points with Dundee? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I know, 2 months. My outside one is a worry for Kilmarnock. I think Kilmarnock are playing with no confidence whatsoever. You always thought, okay, Kilmarnock will be okay because they'll get their points at Rugby Park. Teams are going down there. Hibs this afternoon, leading 1-0. Unless Kilmarnock can get something back. I agree. I think St Johnstone have got a bit of character about them now. You know, the manager's brought in some good players. He's talking about entertaining football. It's about winning football for him just now. And if he can close that gap today, put a bit of pressure on Dundee and Kilmarnock, I think we'll go all the way.
County are looking a bit more threatening now. Kelly are going to make changes. They've seen enough. They've given 5 minutes. It's quite a tough school for Derek McInnes. He's given the 5 minutes. He's not seen enough. So David Watson and Liam Polworth are about to come on. Let's do the second half teaser, Roger.
Here we go, the second half teaser.
With the ScottishSun.co.uk/football for the best football news and opinion online.
I have played with Joe Cole and Marc-Antoine Fortuny. I have been managed by Daz's pal, Jose Mourinho, and Lee Johnson. And I made it into a European competitions team of the season. Who am I? Give you that one more time. I have played with Joe Cole and Marc-Antoine Fortuny. I've been managed by Jose Mourinho and Lee Johnson, and I made it into a European competitions team of the season. Who am I?
I like it. Get your thinking caps on. It is a race. That race has started, so don't hang about. At Clyde SSB, give us a tweet with one name and see not only if you can get it right, but if you can beat everyone else. Throw anything out there, see what sticks. Just try and piece the clues together. Chuck us a name at Clyde SSB, and I will help you along the way eventually. Gordon DL is, surprisingly, I know this may surprise you, he's usually quite good at the Who Am I's.
Because I'm standing next to Roger, I'd only be accused of cheating.
So have you seen the sheet today? Be honest.
No, he's got it in a text. Okay. I couldn't read that.
I'll write a name down. Give us a guess then.
Nah.
Ross, any of that? Don't say it out loud though. Yeah. People have fallen into that trap before.
I'm just trying to piece together the
information.
The first one, yeah. Fortuny and Joe Cole.
Very tricky.
I'm not often in here, as you know, on a Saturday. Yes. But I was quite struck, given that Daz doesn't really like anyone, quite struck by how pally he is with his Saturday producers. You know, oh yeah, I'll get you a coffee. Oh yeah, mate.
High fives.
I'm just pointing out, it's unusual for you to be so friendly with people.
High five. I would need to get down on my knees to see the wee man see his eyes.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't. I would not be going down that road if I was you. On the week that we discovered that Simon Donnelly is taller than you,
no, he's not.
Despite all your bravado, I made you stand next to him. We took a picture, we filmed it. He dwarfed you.
He had big puffy trainers on, right?
What?
His hair was up to there with gel.
What height are you claiming?
I'm just under six.
Absolute nonsense.
What are you, wee man?
Ross, had you...
I was waiting on it.
Had you left Motherwell when they played Nancy in Europe, or had you not arrived yet? I can't remember, my time frame's a bit off.
That would have probably...
No, that's 2008, so you've just gone.
That was just season I left, I think, yeah.
Just because that was always the first time I'd ever heard of Marc-Antoine Fortuny. He played in that game. I wondered if you were up against him, but never mind. Montrose 1, Cove 0. Blair Lyons with the goal on 52 minutes, so we're getting early goals in the second half in League 1.
Did you rate him as a Celtic player, Marc-Antoine Fortuny, does?
No, he wasn't the best, was he? How many goals has he scored?
Not many.
Can you remember him?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
You can.
I can. He was a forward, centre forward, wasn't he? Of course I can.
He was decent when he went down to West Brom, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he was decent.
His Celtic return was fine in the league. I think he was about a 1-3 man.
Was
he?
That's all right. That's okay.
I'm not saying he was amazing.
What's that percentage wise and beat the pundit?
Well, 33% usually is sort of 1-3, isn't it? You don't understand how percentages work, so no surprise you don't know the answer to that. Did you not have a good... No, you lost in a tiebreaker this week, didn't you?
I had to freeze, didn't I? I froze.
No, you did. Yeah, you
couldn't
lost.
Couldn't get my words out, Roger.
Lost in the old tiebreaker this
week. I did
hear
three, Tuesday
though.
Night. You were remarkably supportive of Simon Donnelly and beat the pundit on Tuesday night.
Love when he gets beat.
Three in a row. Three tiebreaker victories for the listeners this week, I think it was.
Who was on last night?
Scott Allen played...
The doctor, who did he play?
I think he won.
Oh, listen, I think I heard that. I think he won. Lad not say to him he was excellent there or something. Yes.
What was one of the questions? Who was a better striker, Henry McLarson or Michael Moyles? Was that his question?
Ross has stayed quite quiet on that topic today.
I've had enough abuse over that. Thank you very much.
look, Ross, you can always backtrack.
I'm not gonna.
No, you
stick
with him.
I believe that, and I said that. That's came from a guy who grew up supporting Celtic, so it's not came. I'm not just saying it for the sake of it. Michael Moyles for me was not the same player when he came back from that injury. Hadn't he got that injury, I genuinely believe
he would have
been
Larson.
Better than Henrik Larsson. Yes.
Wow, it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
I love the fact
he just sticks his neck in the line.
He sticks his guns right. He sticks, and I like that, mate.
Because I thought
I'd have been backtracking by now.
Because I thought it was maybe going to be could have been as good as. But yeah. You've gone
or better.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I love it. Actually, I love the confidence.
My first goal for Rangers, I was wearing Michael Moyles' boots. I waited on Dunfermline. I turned up, I had metal studs, but it was the plastic pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Bell gave me a pair of Michaels. He's a Copa Mandals, actually, the ones you were talking about.
So
was that the Dunfermline plastic pitch that was like tiles?
Yep.
Remember that? It was like the squares all pieced together. That was not
so if you put all that together, if you'd have kept him, you could maybe be better, Larson.
You might have remembered my career, probably.
I've looked it up, actually. You had a good career, mate.
Even Sammy the Tammy couldn't perform on that Dunfermline pitch. Terrible.
It was awful, it really was.
Yeah, it didn't last very long, did it?
No.
Michael got sent off after about 25 minutes as well. Left me up front myself.
Well, that's good.
He's up for a debut.
Yeah. That's good, Roger. We can relax. Roscoe's just taking the pressure right off us this afternoon. We can say anything. I'll not beat that Twitter account that's going to blow up in front of Gordon.
I've taught him how to mute his notifications.
He's sitting here chuffing himself going, yeah, I'm sticking to it.
Motherwell fans not happy, feel St Mirren are being a bit overly physical, according to Fraser. So we'll keep an eye on that one, see if it intensifies before the end of the day. No other goals to tell you about yet. Are you surprised at the blank scoreboard in McDermott Park?
No, because David Friel's there. I would have thought you might have seen more from Kilmarnock coming back out. As you said, a couple of substitutions early in the second half. Derek McInnes clearly not happy with the response he's getting as they try and come back for that 1-0 deficit. No more scoring at Tynecastle either. You know, County seemed to rally at the start of the second half, but not strongly enough that they got a goal in the game. And as Fraser said at half time, the game of the day for Park, the next goal, how important is that going to be, Gordon?
Well, the managers are not hanging around. If they think they've seen enough, they're acting, because Robbie Deas and Danny Armstrong have gone off for Kelly. David Watson and Liam Polworth on. And Daba's moved from midfield back to the left of a back three. So it's a proper reshuffle for Kilmarnock. Sidibe off and Griffith on for St Johnston, because there's now a little bit of Aberdeen pressure there in Perth. So Simo Vallecari just trying to respond and trying to make sure his side don't fall behind, or maybe even go on and take the lead themselves. That's a tight one there. Still goalless St Johnston, Aberdeen. Hearts 1, Ross County 0, Motherwell 1, St Mirren 2, and Kilmarnock 0, Hibs 1.
Aberdeen quietly getting back into a wee bit of form. I think the Scottish Cup runs definitely helped them. A good win, a good performance against Queen's Park last week. Daz, who would you fancy, Aberdeen or Hearts in that semi?
I would probably go with Hearts. I think Hearts are in good form. I know what you're saying about Aberdeen coming back a little bit. I just think Hearts have got big players that can win games for you.
I'd agree. Roscoe?
I'm torn, to be honest. I'm torn. I don't want to sit on the fence. I don't like doing that.
We heard you a minute ago.
If I was going to
you
go
will
for
not
any...
be accused of that this afternoon, let me tell you.
If I was going to go for one, I'd probably go for Aberdeen, to be honest. Kevin Nisbet coming back into form is big for them. I like the boy Leighton Clarkson as well, but he doesn't seem to play a lot, does he, these days? Strange one, that.
There's another goal that's probably, well, more than probably wrapped that one up. Queen's Park 0, Falkirk 3, Calvin Miller with the goal. So another good day at the top for John McGlinchey.
Yeah, as we said before half time, this could be a really decisive day for Falkirk. And what makes it more impressive, what you forget is they were in League One last season, Gordon. They are the newly promoted side coming into this division. They look as if they're going to charge right through the Championship and get back into the top flight. And when you see some of the crowds, I've been there a couple of times recently for Super Scoreboard, full houses against Ayr, full house against Inverness, they would be, you know, a decent addition.
Good, Roger, it's a long time since I've been there.
I'm not an enormous fan of plastic pitches. It is actually a very, very good surface. I think it, along with Airdrie, seem to be the sort of flagship surfaces, if you like, for the synthetic surfaces in the country. They're the best. And I think Falkirk are keen to find a solution that would allow them to keep the pitch long term in the top flight.
Tony Watt and Harry Payton are going to come on for Motherwell. Plange and Andrews go off. It was never going to hit the headlines the way Lennon Miller's did, for obvious reasons. But Kai Andrews is an interesting one, Roger. He's also only 18. He's on loan at Motherwell, and he was in the Wales squad.
Yeah,
this week. Craig Bellamy's
Craig
icon.
Bellamy adding him in for the first time. I think he'd been impressed, especially by his performance in that win at Ibrox. Tom Lawrence in the squad as well. Rabbi Matondo in the squad too. I think they've had a few injury problems, including Aaron Ramsey missing out. I think he did his hamstring for Cardiff in the middle of the week. So good luck to them all, especially a young lad. You know, we talk about Lennon Miller and James Wilson, but for Kai Andrews at 18 to get his first shout for the Wales national team, well done to him.
Yeah, maybe not had the impact today. He's about to go off, replaced by Harry Payton. Tony Watt coming on as well. So many subs at this stage of the games. Kieran Bowie replaced by Dwight Gale for Hibs. Bonnie Rigg-Rose have equalised. Brock Watson has scored there. Let's revisit your teaser, Roger. Try and nudge people in the right direction. Try and help them out.
Here we go, the second half teaser. Think about it all, because there's a clues all the way through. I have played with Joe Cole and Marc-Antoine Fortuny. I've been managed by Jose Mourinho and Lee Johnson, and I made it into a European competition's team of the season. Who am I?
Henke Scales Moravcik thinks it might be Scott Sinclair.
No.
JB thinks Fabio Cardoso.
No.
Right, keep your guesses coming then at Clyde SSB. Good chance, actually, for Griffith up at McDermott Park's a header wide. Good work from Duke. Should do better. So St Johnson there with a bit of a sniff in that one, but still goalless. And we're waiting. We keep saying the next goal at Fir Park so important, but we need to wait and find out who gets it. Are you any closer to that teaser, Gordon DL?
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to him. No, I've not really put my mind to this one.
Not applied yourself.
You nearly dislocated your neck trying to look at the sheet.
I did there, but you know, look how bad that is. Uh-huh. It's like sitting next to somebody in class that's got their
homework.
Homework. Roger is very careful not to show me anything there.
Mm-hmm. That's
too.
A tricky one. I'm not sure I would have got it. I have to say. Did I spot yesterday, I had a game at Celtic Park tomorrow, Nico Raskin in a Belgium squad, Gordon?
Yes, it was yesterday. He was named in there. Barry Ferguson was asked about it, and it's his second call up, I think, but his first since he came to Rangers.
Yeah.
And you know, mentioned Tom Lawrence. That's his first call up since he came to Rangers as well.
It is.
Raskin deserves it. He's been brilliant, I've got to say. I really do. Do you know what I think gave him a little bit of more confidence when he was handed the armband for the skipper?
Maybe.
And he's just went on it. I think he's performance wise, I think he's been one of the top players for Rangers.
Bang bang, Darren Lang has scored.
Come on.
Oh, get it on. Get it on. We need that.
Do you know what's incredible? For some reason, it's not on my screen anymore. It used to just always stay there. I had a look before I even mentioned it, but I'm just going to have to go without, because the moment's passed. You know, I can't now find it and play it. That just wastes it.
2-0 away to the league leaders.
Impactful.
Dick Campbell's, he's 5. That's a good result for it? Bang bang, Darren Lang.
What was the connection?
Matt Wilson.
Darren Lang teaches Mark Wilson's son. That's right.
Yeah.
There you go. He might be at a wedding as well.
Wilson's son.
Bang bang, Darren Lang.
All right.
Wilson's son.
McKenzie and Morris off. Clarkson and Ockles on. So Jimmy Tillin.
There's your man, Roscoe.
Making changes as well. Because if things were to stay this way, what would that be? A 3-point gap opening up between Hibs and Aberdeen?
Yeah.
If it stays this way.
Yeah.
So.
And the momentum with Hibs. You know, a fantastic league run. I think, you know, you take out the cup defeat to Celtic and that 3-0 league defeat at Celtic Park. Don't think they've lost a game since the month of November when they lost up at Dens Park. It's a fantastic run for David Gray and Hibs, and he's rewarding the players. You touched on the goalkeeper, Jordan Smith, Ross's former teammate at Forest, getting a new deal. Chris Cadden, your pal Gordon, new deal yesterday. Keeps him there, I think, till summer of 2027. He's done well.
Yeah, the McFadden brothers, as Gordon Dalziel accidentally called them on the on Beat the Pundit earlier this season.
The sore one for Nicky, that hamstring injury at Celtic Park last week, missing out, you know, Jordan Obita. And I think that's, you know, it's something that Jordan Obita's first start in about 4 months, certainly because Nicky Cadden was being so influential in that left wing back role for Hibs.
Actually ended up being good news, didn't it, this week, saying that he's not out for any longer than a few weeks.
Yeah.
Which is not ideal, but I think the fear was initially that it would have been longer.
Yeah, maybe in the season.
Right, I'm going to have a guess. You can verify I've not seen that. Can you verify I've not seen that answer?
Yeah, I can verify you've not seen
the
that.
The only thing is, see the way he's protesting before he's even given us his guess.
No, because
you think he knows he's got it.
I might be totally wrong.
Okay, so why are you protesting so much? Just write it down.
Well, there's who I'm going to go for.
No.
There we go. So
let's see. We'll give the wrong answer. Joe Hart, and it will help the listeners out there. Airdrie 2, Livingston 2. Oh. Danny Wilson has equalised. This could be almost season defining for Airdrie. If Livy go on and score, maybe even for Livy as well, but if Livy go on and score now and take this victory away, what are the chances of Airdrie pulling it off, Roger?
Yeah,
unlikely.
This would have been huge. You know, they saw Dunfermline lose the game in Kirkcaldy last night. They would have regarded this as a big opportunity to close the gap. They've led twice. Livy have pegged them back twice. It'd be a great last 25 minutes there.
I'm trying to think where Joe Hart would have played under Lee Johnson, did he?
Don't think so.
No.
He's picking apart your answer here, Daz.
No, I was just thinking, because I can't get past the first part myself.
Yeah, obviously, trying to make it as difficult as possible. You want to go. It's loan spells, isn't it? The first part of the question. It's important to think about loan spells, so it is really tough. It's very, very difficult.
Difficult question. Don't know who said these. They're good.
Roger, we're kidding on that you made that up.
No. I'm just a stand-in.
Hugh does it every week.
I'm just a stand-in.
Right.
I'm a stooge.
So Hugh made it up.
Right.
Send it to you.
He really doesn't waste his week, does he?
Oh, he's on the ball. Makes it difficult.
Fabulous. Fabulous stuff.
Don't forget, of course, I was going to say, don't forget, how could you? The big game tomorrow in Glasgow, lunchtime. Once we open these phone lines, I'm expecting all your pre-match thoughts. It'll be your last chance, really, to have your say. And do you know what? We need to make the most of it, because Thursday night, Europe, it was all very busy. I feel like we've not even given this game on Sunday a proper build-up on the phone. So let's do that between 5 and 6 tonight. How does Thursday impact things, if anything, Rangers fans? Will there be tiredness? Will you change the team tactically? Does Thursday give you sort of confidence and belief, or is it back to the simple situation that domestic football is very different? And what about you, Celtic fans? You've had that 3 week. You've been building up to this, hoping, I'm sure, to go better than what happened the last time the sides met. Go 19 points clear, closer to wrapping up the title very soon, making sure Rangers don't get above their station, I think, as one caller put it last week. There's so much going into it. So 5 o'clock tonight, pick up the phone and we will get your thoughts. Iacoviti has been shown a yellow card. It was a challenge that involved Kieran Boyd-Munce was in there as well. Now he's flat out in the touchline. I think there's a stretcher on as well, so all a bit of a worrying time for St Mirren. So keep an eye, make sure everything is, wish everyone well. There's a goal there in League 1 to tell you about. Alloa have pulled one back. Queen of the South 3, Alloa 2, look, ranking with the goal. Papa Gaze, come on, for Ode Dabag for Aberdeen. I know he's been injured, but safe to say he's struggled to hit his early season form.
Yeah, I mean, he was flying out of tramps. He was a top scorer for months and months after he was injured, and he's just never quite regained that form. I'm not quite sure what his best position is, whether he's best right up top, whether he's more of a number 10, just to sort of, you know, operate in behind and try and pick holes in defences, Gordon. But it's not quite worked for him. Dabag and Nisbet looked far more, you know, dangerous together. But nobody's looking dangerous at Perth this afternoon.
Absolutely not. Still goalless there. Nothing doing at all for David Friel. We said it before. I don't know. Does a point suit St Johnson? Is that just good?
I think a point would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would. I think that would keep them firmly in there. We would fancy Dundee United at home tomorrow, maybe against Dundee.
But when do you start counting the missed opportunities then? Because they played Dundee recently, didn't they? And drew the game.
Yeah.
I think you've still got to just keep yourself in the race. I really do. And they've managed to do that. Just keep putting a little bit of pressure. Let Dundee and Kilmarnock look over their shoulders, and they're certainly doing that. Look, it's going to be a difficult game because a lot of people maybe fancied Aberdeen because coming back to form, Nisbet back in the Scotland squad, scoring goals. I think that'd be not a bad point.
You can't have been involved in any relegation scraps down the road, were you?
Yeah, quite a few actually. Yeah, both
the amount of goals you scored. What, are your teammates not pulling their weight or something?
I'm not going to throw them under the bus. No chance. It was a team effort. Yeah, probably my two seasons at Fulham. Actually, we were flirting with it pretty bad.
Didn't realise that.
I think we finished maybe in the end probably 16th or 17th or something. We were quite poor, to be honest.
There we go.
One of our that's what we were speaking about earlier. One of our main defenders has just got in the England squad. Dan Burn.
So he was at Fulham at the time, was he?
To think where he was then to where he is now, it's unbelievable. Yep. Transformation.
You wouldn't stand next to him in a team photo.
Six foot eight.
He's
I
a
think
big lad, isn't he?
Yeah. Dad says he wants you to sit next to Luke Armstrong in the Motherwell team photo, don't you?
He's a man. Good worker.
Maybe like missing him today.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he puts a shift in.
So Caelan Boyd Munn's on a stretcher. Looks like quite a serious one. It's having his kind of head and neck supported. So we hope he's okay. It goes without saying. He's stretchered off. Iacoviti also subbed. So Ushin Smith and Richard Taylor come on for St Mirren. An absolute doing now for Falkirk away to Queen's Park. Tom Lang getting in on the action. 72 minutes gone there. Still time for that to get worse. Sometimes, Roger, you know, goes without saying, the kind of away days in the Championship can be where you trip up. But this Falkirk team and their total brand of football, they love going to Queen's Park. They battered them there early in the season, performance wise, didn't they?
Telly on a Friday night. I think they actually only won the game 1-0, didn't they?
But
it was a 4-0 almost in that game. 4-0. This is a statement win for Falkirk this afternoon. They will go probably 8 points clear of Livy, 9 clear of Ayr. And the only disappointing factor in the whole thing is we'll need to listen to producer John on Monday night droning on about them.
Do you think we phone Mark Wilson right now? He'd answer on the touchline for us, given what we mean to him and what we've done for him
100%
over the years.
Yeah, because Ayr don't look like they're coming back in his game, do they? So they'll be home and hosed.
Is the stopwatch on the phone?
No, that's what I'm saying. He's going for an old school teacher stopwatch.
He could have the old one, and then he's got a phone in the pocket. Where's a whistle around the neck?
Mm-hmm.
Only in training.
Only in training. Okay. Let's try him.
You'll only recognise Mark now with the party thistle tracksuit. He's never got off.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Even Saturday night, he's out Mary Hill walking about there with his fur hull. His party tracksuit on. He's doing great. Let's bum the boy up. Let's get him a job. Let's keep him there. He's doing brilliant. He deserves it. He's worked hard.
Has there been a director of football position mentioned if he got a job on a full time basis?
Well, I think there is a sports director. Yeah.
There is a vacancy
for sport director. I think they're interviewing.
Got a goal for Park.
Yes. With M&D Green Pharmacy.
And it is the equaliser. Motherwell 2, St Mirren 2. Callum Slattery with his second of the afternoon. As Roger Hanna spoke about earlier, he had over a year out, a really, really tough time. He's been finding his feet, getting in some good form recently, and he has scored a double, which means we have a blockbuster finish on our hands at Fir Park. It was Tony Watt challenged for a high ball, fell to Slattery 20 yards out, deflected into the corner, and the Motherwell fans certainly enjoyed it though. What a game we've got.
As we said earlier on, Fraser Wishart, game of the day there at Fir Park. I will give you an early prediction that Andy Hallardy's player of the weekend on Monday night will be his teammate Callum Slattery. And it looks, you know, with those two substitutions, with an injury setback for St Mirren, it looks as if Motherwell are carrying all the momentum into this last 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're a long way to go, because we know with substitutions, VAR, time added on, Motherwell now on the front foot. You wouldn't be surprised Motherwell went on and win this.
I don't think Motherwell were St Mirren were ever going to win today. The fact that I tipped them to win, I think I've had every single one wrong.
No, still very much In the balance, that one.
This will be Michael Vimmer's got the second biggest rebuilding job in Motherwell after Daz's Kitchen.
How is the kitchen still going?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely.
But it's not finished yet.
No, it's finished.
Is it?
Yeah. You are more than welcome.
When are we all coming round?
What are you moving on to next?
The bedroom and the bathroom. Everything. the double B.
Full place, getting a full. So your house and your
everything
and your face getting a makeover.
Everything, everything's new. I'm starting afresh. It's new dawn tomorrow. Well, no, that was
right, enough. No. That's a private joke that the listeners won't get, and it is funny to us. But
there's a goal for swiftly moving on. Ryan Portes, Scotland defender, scoring for Preston, 1-0 against Portsmouth.
Yep,
you'll be joining up with the squad tomorrow.
More crucially, sorry, Ryan, Airdrie 2, Livy 3, Stephen Kelly.
There you are, huge goal to keep Livy on Falkirk's coattails, 6 points behind, but a real bad blow for Airdrie, having led twice, now to trail. And I think Dunfermline and Michael Tidzer will be heaving a mighty sigh of relief.
There's nothing worse when you get the big build up. So St Johnstone got a free kick. There was a big delay. St Johnstone fans were buzzing with excitement, urging Graham Carey to take it after the goal he scored against Livy. And of course just puts it over the bar. It's not that simple, but what a strike it was. He'll always have that one to see them through to the
semis.
I'll
tell you something, it was one sliver of quality and pretty miserable encounter on Monday night.
Someone produced something on social media through the week as well. It was like it was a split screen of two of his goals. One was obviously that one to put them through. I can't remember
St Mirren Hearts, and it's identical.
It's identical, like, yeah.
Is it a bit further maybe the first
so,
one?
I think so, yes. So he's got previous. He's got a great left foot, hasn't he?
Good player.
I saw that as well. Yeah, it was a very, very nice hit. You'd goal worthy of winning any game as the cliche goes, but it feels like he has been around forever, Roger. 35. You know, people here remember him going way back. That St Mirren spell was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
The first St Mirren spell was. He's been back.
If you remember, he was in Bulgaria, wasn't he, for a period of time as well? So he's moved about. He's a quality player. And I think Simo Vallecari has probably been using him correctly. He's been using him sparingly. He came off the bench to great effect on Monday night. And if St Johnstone are going to stay up, and I think it's still a big if, players like Graham Carey will need to be heavily involved.
Montrose 2, Cove Rangers 0, Craig Whiting with the goal. Bit of a worrying moment for Motherwell though. Liam Gordon's down and has been down for quite some time. So I wonder if firstly they're going to have to make a change and then perhaps be concerned that it's something too serious.
You had many injuries at Motherwell this season?
Just a few.
Oh, a few.
Incredible. Especially this week. So that the there must be a story there, because Michael Vimmer did his press conference on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
And he said that Apostolos Stamatalopoulos, who had been out for ages, had trained and everything was hunky-dory, and then the next morning a tweet went out from Motherwell saying that he's broken his wrist and he's unavailable. So I don't know what he was up to on Thursday evening.
No idea.
Or if it just wasn't reported quite accurately or whatever. But
we'll find out. We've got a man on the inside. He'll tell us on Monday.
If he doesn't.
He's not. Listen, Stamatalopoulos hasn't had a lot of good fortunes to come out. 5 goals I think he's got so far for the club. He was looking good in flashes, and then the season's just fallen apart with the injuries. I don't think he'll be seen again till next season. It's a blow for Motherwell, because as you say, they don't often spend money on players.
Yeah, didn't he? What did he cost?
It was a few hundred thousand, I think.
Yeah, a lot of money for him.
What team in Australia did he come from?
I think it was Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle Jets.
You're struggling to remember if you came across him.
I might have done your time there.
Listen, we've got previous for that on this show, because Gordon DL can't remember being an actual teammate of Ange Postecoglou's. So.
Do you know who was at Central Coast Mariners, actually? Very good little player. He's now at Ross County.
Josh Nisbet.
Technically very good.
Very highly rated over there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I think he won the league with Central Coast. Actually played really well in their Champions League equivalent over there.
You would tower over him.
Yeah, I think, what is he, 5'3"? About Gordon's height then, is he not?
Yeah, exactly. He'd be the smallest player in the Premiership, wouldn't he?
By a distance. So.
5'3". Josh Nisbet.
I saw him the day at Ibrox when the team shook hands at the start, and he high-fived Broxy Bear, and he was about half the size of him.
Aberdeen are pushing now though. Keskinen's through. He's kind of crowded out. Kilmarnock do have the ball in the net. The offside flag goes up. Bruce Anderson thought he had scored. There's always that chance though. Gets a look. VAR is checking. Callum Brown thinks it looks miles off. Wasn't it great to see that even at the elite level they can still get themselves mired in VAR controversy during the week? That's not just us, with conclusive proof and all that sort of stuff. The Madrid derby.
Oh yes.
World football was getting itself in a right mess.
They're now going to change the rule as well.
See, we thought it was only us. Yeah. We thought we had a. We could trademark the drama that we get here.
Listen, we almost did trademark the drama of this a couple of years ago. If you remember, Bojan Miovski at St Mirren Park.
Last season,
double touch, last minute, got Aberdeen a point.
Goal counted.
Who's right and who's wrong, Gordon?
Let's.
Phone Willie.
On the rule, would you change that rule?
You know something, I probably would change the rule to allow a retake. I don't think. If it's gone in the way it went in, I don't think he should get the goal. I think he should have the opportunity to take it again, because if the goalie has a foul, if the goalie comes off his line, it's a retake. You know, it's not the goal's not given if the goalie comes off the line and saves it. So I think the attacking player should be given the same grace.
I'm a little bit against that.
Seriously?
Yeah, why not? It's a foul. I know you're going to go back to, well, I've changed it in golf, the double hit, but
no, that, listen, I don't think we can do what golf did. But it's not that similar.
But I
think the mindset,
you've made a mistake, you've slid and you've hit it with both, then I'm sorry, that's your mistake.
No, but it's an accident, really, isn't it? I think that's the point. Would anybody do it deliberately?
No, but I just think that.
And as Roger says, then fine, if you want to make it, it's an offence, but why not just retake it?
Okay, I'll sit in the fence. I don't really. I'm not particularly.
You don't care, do you?
Because let's be honest, right?
I don't know.
No,
there's
nothing the matter with that. Don't you worry.
We've got
one proper. You don't need to have an opinion on everything.
We've got a proper penalty taker in here, Ross. If you slip, and that's quite more often than not when the double hit occurs. It's not really an advantage to you, is it? It's a disaster for you, usually. You think it's going to be?
I'm with Roger, yeah. I think it's a retake all day long. And especially that level, going out the Champions League to something like that.
Do you think you would slip if you had Michael Moles' boots on?
No chance. No chance.
Has Pink Predators, no chance.
But you wouldn't have slipped in your heyday. You would have just stuck that away. Would you for changing going?
I just think I don't even think that's a drastic change. Just a retake. That's
retake. I'm not bothered either way, to be honest with you.
Roger says, what if you slip but only hit the ball once?
Fraser
says, yeah, well, that's fine then, isn't it?
Oh, see, Fraser's got a good.
No, but that's fine. No,
John Terry not slipping a Champions League final and screw it away off target.
So if you hit it, slip and hit it once, it's not a retake.
Did he not hit it twice as well, JT? Did they not?
Oh, possibly. And he missed.
Yeah.
I suppose what leaves a bad taste for fans is just a more general sense of where football's at, where, you know, it's probably the right call, but everything's so forensic now, isn't it? You see proper double hits, if you like, where it's a, you know, major, a major deflection. This was you've had to zoom in a million times.
It wasn't. I think UEFA actually published an angle from behind the goal, and that was the only really time I saw conclusive proof of what had actually happened. I thought my eyes were kind of deceiving me about Gordon, but definitely did hit both feet. The right decision was taken, but I think the rule's wrong rather than the decision being wrong. It's unfortunate for Alvarez.
It's funny, you know what the lie of the land is with these rules. They only really get changed when it is a big example of it, wasn't it? Did they not say the Frank Lampard goal for England that clearly crossed the line? Yeah. That was one of the big ones that sparked goal line technology.
Exactly, now, in Germany.
I didn't detect any willingness from IFAB to change the double hit rule when Bojan Miovski did it.
No
against St Mirren.
I'll give you that.
When it happens in the big stage,
if it happens tomorrow to Arnie Engels or James Tavernier, I don't think it'll be changed.
Listen, that'll be off on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday if that happens tomorrow. Airdrie 3, Livingston 3.
What a game.
Game of the day, I think. 6-goal thriller. Liam Mastravic with the equaliser for Airdrie.
And bang bang, he's done it again.
Has he?
Yeah, East 5-0, Stranraer 3.
He scores some amount of goals. As Chris, is it Troughton?
No,
Alan Troughton, sorry. Has he scored this afternoon?
Well, no, because he's fine for losing 3-0 to Stranraer.
Oh, sorry, I've just seen that, sorry.
Great.
Didn't know. I couldn't see over you.
We were talking about it. It's the same game.
When I'm out at the grounds from Kilmarnock to Dingwall, I only get a slight glimpse at this show. It's not until you're actually in the studio.
You realise
what a slick operation it is.
It was when we got to
don't
the break.
Come in, don't come in here and start your nonsense.
It was when we got to the break at half time and he goes, oh, Jordan Henderson been in that England squad. We had a full conversation about it. Anyway, our both Dumbarton fans are just limping on.
Michael Ruth, local lad. Well done, Michael.
Yeah, Dumbarton fan, I think, isn't he? Just hoping that the future of the club is secure rather than really worrying about football at the moment. It's been a grim time. Arbroath 1, though. Dumbarton 1. Right.
I don't know about yous, but I am nowhere near.
Are you still off on the teaser?
I can't get anywhere near
the
it.
The teaser? I've got it.
Should we round it up?
I've got it. It's in the bag.
Okay,
for
okay.
Right, hold on.
Don't look.
A couple of subs yet. Ayunga injured with a hamstring. Eduwu on. That could be a blow because that's Mandron as well, isn't it? Who's out for St Mirren. And Kilty on for Phillips. 82 minutes gone. Will we get a winner there? No, do you know what? See, for only 82 minutes.
What?
For Park. I'm giving you a couple more. On the teaser, reminders of the question though, Roger.
The question of the second half teaser, Gordon. I have played with Joe Cole and Marc-Antoine Fortuny. I've been managed by Jose Mourinho and Lee Johnson, and I made it into a European competitions team of the season. Who am I?
Chris Mick thinks it's Victor Moses.
No.
Lisa thinks it's Billy Gilmore.
No.
So, what's that? Marcus Kelly thinks Ricardo Carvalho.
No. But the Dazzler has got it.
Does he?
He does indeed.
I come in at the last minute.
I might have it.
Oh, because you've seen my paper, mate. Well,
don't say it. None of you. Just keep where's your mouth shut.
Where's the drama coming from, Gordon? Where's the, you know, we're here now. 16 minutes to five. Is there a goal in Perth? Is there an equaliser for Kelly or Ross County?
For Park.
For Park. Is there going to be a winner somewhere?
Oh, there's a big goal down the bottom of the championship.
It's a big goal. Hamilton Accies 0, Morton 1. Cameron Key with the goal there. The Accies fans are not going to take that young, well, Roger.
They are not. Young homegrown Morton striker. He was thrown in late on by Dougie Emley last week against Ayr. Probably off the bench again today. And listen, everyone loves a homegrown youngster. Well done, Cammy.
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't have happened under a legend. Chris Hillcote, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a free blind the other day there, Roger, for my kitchen.
Oh, of course he did.
Thank you, Chris, if
he's
you're listening.
Waited all day.
Oh, listen, boys. Hey, dear. Sunny days over there in Bells, I'll get you free blinds.
The curtains for him.
Other blind providers are available, but I will give you a phone because I need one for
there you go,
the
then,
baby's bedroom.
Yeah, it works.
Anyway, it was only a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Morton beat the Accies 2-0. Dougie Emery up against his former team.
Does a good job, Dougie, doesn't he? Yeah, you know, like the resources at his disposal there at Campbell, he really does a good job. I think the promotion playoffs, particularly with Thistle winning today, I think they'll just be beyond Morton, but there's certainly no way they're getting pulled down into a relegation fight.
Ooh, I think we've got a red card at Fir Park. Toyosi Olusanya. Two yellows, the second for a 50-50 challenge with Dan Casey. Fraser reckons not a lot in it, but he's gone. And of course the frustration is second yellow, not much you can really do about it once the decision has been made. So foreseeing out today is one thing, but then a suspension to follow when you're trying to go for top six and he is your main man. So
and Michael Mandron is injured. Jono Ayunga has already gone off injured. Toyosi Olusanya now sent off. They might all miss the next game after the international break. Caelan Boyd-Munce as well taken off, looked a nasty injury earlier on. Given that they were 2-0 up early on, it's turning into an expensive afternoon for St Mirren.
Well, it's advantage Motherwell for the last 5 minutes or so. I don't know if a striker getting sent off with five to go, is that enough to...
Stephen Robinson will just put everybody behind the ball, make it very difficult for Motherwell. But you never know, there's still... It's only, what, 46... 16:46. You're still a lot of time. Some of these games don't finish to 5 o'clock. So advantage Motherwell. Hopefully they can get that winner.
Sorry, St Mirren fans, of course, if you're listening to Gordon's bias. Montrose 2, Cove 1. Ryan Harrington pulling one back for Cove in League 1 late on. I think we will. Let's just do it now, Roger. In case we get any late drama, I'll give you the big setup.
The second half teaser
with the ScottishSun.co.uk/football for the best football news and opinion online.
I have played with Joe Cole and Marc-Antoine Fortuny. I have been managed by Jose Mourinho and Lee Johnson, and I made it into a European competitions team of the season. I am Ryan Kent.
Ryan Kent, that is an extremely tough question. I'm so impressed with how many of you got it right, as always. Really impressive stuff. Kyle was third, Ben Fulton was second, and Connor McNair is the winner of the second half teaser. Even Gordon Dale finally got it. Ross McCormick, you look stunned. You look shocked.
Nowhere near it, yes.
He looks warm. That's what he looks.
So he got in the team of the season when he was at Rangers for the Europa League. That was the most kind of recent clue, I think, out of them all, wasn't it? Played with, was it a Coventry loan spell, I think? something like that. Sounds with about Joe right. Cole, managed by Mourinho at Fenerbahce, Johnson at Bristol.
My brain kept going back to Tammy Abraham for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, tricky one. Why. It was a tricky one. But lots of you got it right, so well done. We've got another goal. Ooh. Have we got late drama? Where is it? Where's it going to be?
With M&D Green Pharmacy.
It's at Tynecastle.
2-0.
It is a second for Hearts. It's George Grant, ball in from Moussa Drame, slid in at the near post, and that will be that. Straightforward in the end, but I'm sure Hearts would have looked for a bit of an earlier goal to round things off. 89 minutes on the clock. Hearts 2, Ross County 0, George Grant with it.
We said it was going to be two crucial home games for Hearts and for their entire season. It started last weekend, the Friday night game against Dundee in the Cup quarter final. They won 3-1. This was going to be huge. We said earlier on, Gordon, Ross County were only a point behind Hearts at kickoff time. Motherwell were above them in the top six. This is a big, big win for Hearts if Neil Critchley is to take them into the top six as well as a Scottish Cup semi-final.
Yeah, well, it does. It takes Hearts, doesn't it, today? Mm-hmm. So it would move them on. Does move them on to 39 points. Motherwell would remain a point behind unless they can find a winner. And Fraser Wishart makes a good point. When I was talking about the sending off and 5 minutes to go, he says three serious head knocks. Could be looking at 10 added.
That's what I'm saying.
Park.
Nowadays, we used to look at quarter to five, a couple of minutes added on. These games go on at 5 o'clock. Plenty of time for a winner at Fir Park.
I will personally phone Fraser Wishart's butler and tell him his return to the castle will be delayed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a late night. You could go. You got? Do you leave a? You got a key under the plant pot?
No, I'll tell you one worse than that. I've got a funny. I shouldn't say this. I think I've left my door open.
What are you? Do you ever just not?
Ugh, look, there's nothing to steal
speak.
In there,
other than the new kitchen.
Don't steal my new kitchen.
This is live. I can't do anything about this. I can't take that back that you've said that. He's got serious issues, this man.
Yeah.
Have you just done that?
Somebody might have broke in and tidied up.
They might just be sitting on that lovely recliner sofa.
If MD's listening, do not go on my recliner.
For your own health and safety.
Not without a tetanus jab.
A crash helmet.
No, I can't believe you just said that.
I behave.
Late equaliser in the English Premier League. Everton 1, West Ham 1. Jake O'Brien with the goal there. But we're interested in the late drama. Here, can we get any? Where will it be? And we do have some
goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy.
It's an equaliser for Kilmarnock. How big could that be? Fraser Murray, formerly of Hibs, has scored. He's been in great form in recent weeks, hasn't he? And he's popped up with what could be a vital goal for Kilmarnock. Huge, really, really impressive end to the game for Killy. And Derek McInnes breathing a sigh of relief. He'd have wanted 3 points, but.
Yeah, but
take
when,
that and move on.
When you look at everything that's happening around about them, St Johnstone are getting a point, St Mirren are getting a point, Hearts are winning against Ross County. It was imperative that Killy took something from a home game, remember, this afternoon. Fraser Murray's been outstanding for them this season. He has been probably their most creative player. Big goal.
VAR is checking it, so headed down by Joe Wright to Murray, who volleyed in. VAR will take a look. I think we've got a new record. I think we've made history today.
What, 10 minutes, 11 minutes?
It's 9 minutes to 5.
Yeah.
Fraser Wishart, 14 minutes added on.
Oh my, 14 dear minutes.
Dear goal dear. Confirmed for Killy. 14 minutes added on.
Dear,
we've never had that, have we?
That's more than Fraser used to get in some of his club games.
Big goal.
There
in
he is.
In the English Premier League.
Bang, bang, George Hurst.
Hello, George Hurst. Welcome to the Scotland squad tomorrow, hopefully.
90 plus 3, so he's seen the game out. He's fit. He's scored. He'll be in the squad tomorrow.
I mean, they've lost the game, but that's not interesting to us. We're just interested in how George Hurst does. So Ipswich 2, Nottingham Forest 4. Let's see if Steve Clark does make the call and get him in the squad tomorrow now that the paperwork has been confirmed. So Hibs wanted a foul for Joe Wright when he got up for the header. Not enough contact in it. Clear an obvious error and all that, and the goal stands. So Killy 1, Hibs 1, 14 minutes added on at Fir Park.
There will be a winner
at Fir Park?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I hope it's for St Mirren, and I've got my 4 predictions correct for the first time ever.
Oh wow, come on Motherwell.
Hold on.
What are you waiting on, sorry?
A winner for St Mirren.
Oh right, well, no offence, but
yeah.
That's incredible. I feel like I can remember an 11. Couple of 11s. Don't think we've had a 14.
Yeah, there was an awful lot at Dundee United, Hibs, a couple of weeks ago. Did Junior Hoyland not score in the 103rd minute? There would have been 11 added on, as you see, and then there was a couple added on top of the 11. So Fraser might not have got away with just 14.
What European competition was it started? Or was it the World Cup, I think? Remember that tournament? You were getting like 9 minutes added on, yeah, in the first half.
Is it just the most recent?
Yeah.
Was it? Was that the most recent? Yeah, the most recent World Cup, I think, when it started. Fraser Wishart's nowhere near done, and now we've got a full-time whistle. That shows you how far behind he is. So it's done in the capital, Gabriel.
Yeah, Hearts 2, Ross County 0, Gordon. Elton Kabangu's first half strike and a late George Grant finish gave Neil Critchley's side a crucial 3 points in their bid for a top half finish. Kabangu got his eighth of the season halfway through the first 45. Great work by player of the match, Benny Beningame, in midfield. Slipped it through to the striker, who toe-poked it through the keeper's legs. Hearts on top for the rest of the first half and plenty of tidy play, but nothing more to show for it. County tried to come flying out of the traps in the second period, but it was more of the same in the second half with the Jambos on top. Eventually, gaps did begin to open for both teams as the players tired, and there was a feeling creeping in that one might not be enough. But then on came Moussa Drama, made a big impact off the substitute's bench. He missed one at the far post first, then he had a huge chance in the 80th minute to wrap up 3 points in the centre of the box with a massive hand from Amisa in the County goal denied him. You've got to have a look at that save if you can. Then in the 89th minute, Moussa turned creator, crossing from the right for Grant to slide in, the Englishman shushing the crowd with his celebration. And with three games to go before the split, Gordon, it looks like a stretch for County to make the top half. They drop down to ninth. They're 4 points behind Hearts, who now occupy sixth place. It's where Critchley wants his side to be. They know their future's in their own hands, and they've, of course, also got the Scottish Cup final, semi-final to look forward to. All looking up here in Gorgie. Full-time, Hearts 2, Ross County 0.
Good win for Hearts. They are top six. They will be removed if Motherwell find a winner in that 14 minutes added on. But as things stand, Hearts sit there in sixth place. It's finished at McDermott Park. Not so much excitement there for David Friel.
Yeah, unfortunately, Gordon, full time. St Johnstone 0, Aberdeen 0. I said we wanted entertainment, we didn't really get it. A point apiece, I'm not sure it really suits either team. St Johnstone pass up the chance to move level with Dundee in the relegation fight. Up the other end of the table, it looks like Aberdeen passed up the chance to claim a major boost in the battle for third place, especially with Hibs drawn as things stand. Simo Balakari, St Johnstone had the best chances in the first half. Aberdeen definitely carried the bigger threat after the break, but I'm not sure either team did enough to win the game. Mackenzie Kipke had the best chance in the first half, played in by Jason Holt in 10 minutes. It looks certain to score. Great save from Dimitar Mitov to deny him. Kevin Nisbet had a couple of efforts in the first half. He worked hard after the break, but he was quiet in front of goal. Odie Dabag had a good chance early in the second half from a header. He flicked that wide. Mats Noster's probably had an even better one. He got the end of an anti-Palaversa free kick, couldn't direct his header on target. Up the other end, Victor Griffith owns a sub early in the second half. He headed wide, and Graham Carey also sent a free kick over the bar after a very big build-up after his goal against Livy earlier in the week. Aberdeen, all the pressure on the closing stages, but credit to St Johnstone. They were concentrated, they were focused, they defended really well, and they probably deserved a point. Full time, St Johnstone 0, Aberdeen 0.
Still 8 minutes to go at Fir Park. Let's go full time at Rugby Park though. Callum Brown.
Yeah, full time here at Rugby Park, and it's finished. Kilmarnock 1, Hibernian 1. History repeats itself as Killy equalise in stoppage time to grab a point at the death here against Hibs. Hibs had the leads in the first half, a 25th minute Martin Boyle strike, but right at the death, Fraser Murray getting on the end of a Joe Wright header across goal. He volleyed home, and that could be a massive point for Kilmarnock. Nothing really between the teams, barring that Boyle strike in the first half as we went in at the break. Hibs capitalising on a calamitous Killy corner, a classic defence to attack move. Matty Kennedy played the ball short to the edge of the box to Danny Armstrong. Looked like a good opening, but the ball was blocked. Dylan Levitt countered. He sprinted forward. The ball on a 3-versus-1 counter. Only Corey and Daba back for Kilmarnock, and Levitt slipping in Boyle, who finished beyond McCrory. Martin Boyle involved again in the second half. His strike saved by McCrory from the edge of the box. Bobby Wales had an opportunity at the start of the second half as well. But it was won at the death, as I said. Just 10 minutes to go, actually. Bruce Anderson had the ball in the back of the net after a through ball from Ndaba, but the flag was up for offside, and after a VAR check, offside confirmed for that one. It was a lovely finish from Anderson, but you thought it maybe wasn't to be for Kilmarnock. Decision's not on their side. They'd made plenty of mistakes and had shot themselves in the foot. But as I say, the 92nd minute, Fraser Murray, his strike levelled it late on. A Polworth cross met at the back post by Joe Wright. He cushioned that header down and Murray volleyed beyond Smith. Kelly probably deserving of something in a game that there wasn't really an awful lot between the sides. It probably ends there. Top six hopes, but could be a massive points in their fight for survival. Hibs go 14 unbeaten, but this one will feel like a defeat.
Yeah, big end to that one, and we're still not done. Andy Halliday's come off. He's been replaced by Moses Abie, who's now got still about 6 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes to make an impact. That's us done with the rest of the games, isn't it? We've given you the other three, and we've got an open line to get to as well. So let's give Fraser Wishart some time. 01419511025 on the phones. Phone us right now. What have you made of today's games? And what about tomorrow? Celtic fans, Rangers fans, who's confident, who's not, who should play, who shouldn't? What does it mean? Fans back, Barry Ferguson, Fenerbahce, no rest, 19 points potential. It is all there. So give us a call right now if you can. We'll get you on next, and the full time whistle still to come from Fir Park.
Action as it happens. Your reaction from five on the open line. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
2 minutes past five and still 3 minutes to go at Fir Park. One of the longest periods of additional time we've ever experienced. 3 minutes still left. Motherwell are still making changes. Davor Zdrakovsky comes on for Callum Slattery. There's a chance for Alex Gogic as well for the 10 men. Got his head to a corner. Set in the 6 yard box, but doesn't come to anything, and it remains Motherwell 2, St Mirren 2. The phone lines are open though. 01419511025. Give us a call whether you're reflecting on today. I suspect most of you will be looking ahead to tomorrow. A huge game in prospect in the East End of Glasgow. Good wins today for Hearts. A share of the spoils, St Johnstone, Aberdeen, and Kelly Hibbs, as I said, still waiting in Motherwell. Down the divisions, he's doing it again. Gordon Dale, your old pal, Mark Wilson. Partick Thistle 2, Air United 0.
Yeah, great result for him. It's been a good week, Queen's Park, and then obviously topping that off against a good Air United team that's going for automatic promotion. So well done to him, well done to Mark Wilson and Brian Graham and Partick Thistle. Good result.
Still be doing a lap of honour.
Oh, he'll be out there, yeah, clamping the fans and
blowing the whistle, punching the badge.
Oh, I've always been a Thistle fan.
All joking aside, you do wonder. That's four games unbeaten now. I think they've taken 8 points from a possible 12. They are cemented in that promotion playoff place. Is there going to be a mood among the Thistle board to give them the job on a permanent basis?
It's a good question, Partick Thistle fans. If you want to give us a call, you can. Do I'm going to get to the phones very soon. We should get the full time whistle from Fir Park, so get all your thoughts in ahead of tomorrow. It's your last chance to get everything over to us, whether that's predictions, thoughts on who should play, your considerations on how confident or otherwise you are, what impact Thursday night has on Rangers, if any, what it means for Barry Ferguson, the fans being back. There are always so many stories attached to these games, even when, as we all know, there's not really the jeopardy there in terms of a title race or anything like that. We're in the last 30 seconds, we reckon, at Fir Park. So we'll keep an eye on any late drama, but it would have to be very late. And we'll head to Fraser Wishart in the next few seconds to get the full time picture. You wonder if going down to 10 men means that it suits St Mirren, or did they feel the game was theirs, considering they had a 2-0 lead? It's not a result that really suits either of them, because it does allow both to be jumped by Hearts, who go into the top six this evening. So we'll get to the phones in just a second. Forgive me, forgive VAR, forgive head knocks. That's what's caused chaos with this schedule today. 5 past 5 and we're not done. Corner for St Mirren, last chance. Imagine the 10 men went and snatched it. Now that would be something at Fir Park. That would be high drama. I'm sure Stephen Robinson would absolutely love it. We always do say it's a minimum added on, isn't it? So although I said 30 seconds to go, they're clearly going to get time to take the corner. Declan John is going to swing it in. Wonder if the goalie's up.
I was like, no chance. 2-2.
I suppose.
Not a chance.
But if it's the very last kick, nah. Full time, here's Fraser.
It was the last kick. I'm not sure whether it's Saturday or Sunday now. For nearly 15 minutes stoppage time at the end of this game. It ended Motherwell 2, St Mirren 2. We did have long stoppages though within the second half, 3 for serious head knocks, and they hope that Caelan Boyd Munce in particular, and also Liam Gordon, who walked off, but Caelan Boyd Munce stretchered off with a serious head knock. We hope they are okay, but I think St Mirren will feel they should have all 3 points. They did have to play the end of the game with 10 men. They were 2 up, really deservedly well on top, but Motherwell got a quick go back and an equaliser in the second half. 24 minutes was the opener. Olasanya got in behind the Motherwell defence. He did that time and time again throughout the game. He set up Boyd Munce 20 yards. He struck his left foot shot quite well, but it was a huge deflection. Balcombe, no chance. He dived to his right. The ball went into his left. 2-0 in 34 minutes. Motherwell defence didn't clear across. It bounced up nicely for Kieran Phillips. 16 yards out. Spectacular hitch kick. Brilliant strike. Low into the net of Balcombe. Lifeline for Motherwell, who looked in real trouble at that point, came just about a minute later. Callum Slattery was first onto a loose ball 20 yards out. Really good controlled volley, struck it well with his laces low into the corner of the net. The second half, to be honest with you, was a non-event. Very scrappy, little action at either end, really poor fare. Olasanya got in behind and fired over 3 minutes into the second half. Decent chance, boxed up nicely, should have done better. Motherwell struggled all game to create anything. Michael Vimmer brought on Tony Watt and Harry Payton, but in a worrying incident for St Mirren, Boyd Munce and Iacobiti in an aerial challenge with Tom Sparrow, Boyd Munce fell to the ground, really lifeless for quite some time, and after a long period of treatment, his head and neck supported, he was stretchered off. But the equaliser came 3 minutes later. Sub Tony Watt did really well. He challenged for a high ball with Gogic. He did enough to make sure that Gogic couldn't get a clear header. The ball fell to Callum Slattery, again walking onto the ball 20 yards out. He struck his shot well, took a slight deflection, and that helped it bend into the bottom right hand corner of the net. But no flow to the game. Series of substitutions, another head injury. Olasanya and Gordon clashed in the box going for a cross. Motherwell defender was taken off, and then a real blow. 84 minutes, Olasanya, who'd been booked earlier with Liam Gordon, challenged for a bouncing ball with Ben Casey. It was a clash of heads. It really didn't look like much to me, but referee Grant Irvine, not his best day, and he just get booed off by both sets of supporters. He showed the St Mirren striker a second yellow card. 14 minutes stoppage time made no difference. Wasn't anything great in stoppage time except for Alex Gogic, who could have got the winner in the closing seconds. Declan John swung in the corner, Balcombe missed it. Gogic got his head to the ball but couldn't direct it on target. So an expensive day all round for St Mirren. Not only did they throw away 2 points in their eyes, they've also lost Ayunga and Boyd Munce to injury, and Olasanya, who will be suspended for at least one game from next week. Full time at Fir Park, Motherwell 2, St Mirren 2.